With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is slaughter on a mass scale in Iran. It shows no signs of easing up. Iran's judiciary chief suggested fast trials and the speedy execution of those who have been arrested for defying the ruling theocracy.
This comes despite warnings from President Trump. The Human Rights Activist News Agency says more than 2,500 people have died from a bloody crackdown. Mr. Trump has warned Iran of possible U.S. military action over the killings. Iran is preparing for the mass funeral of 100 security force members killed in the demonstration.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says Elon Musk's Starlink has been offering free access in Iran, helping people there get around the government's internet blackout. The top diplomats of Denmark and Greenland are slated to meet today with Vice President Vance and Secretary of State Rubio at the White House. The meeting comes as President Trump remains rock solid in his determination to see the U.S. win control of the icy Arctic island.
Writing on his social media site, the president said the U.S. needs Greenland for national security reasons, and anything less than American control, he said, is unacceptable. He went on to say that NATO should help the U.S. with the acquisition. Otherwise, he warned, Russia or China could gain control, and he has vowed not to let that happen. Greg Clugston, Washington.
February 1st is the president's deadline for cutting federal funding to sanctuary jurisdictions, states, as well as cities. The Washington Post says FBI agents have searched a reporter's home, part of an investigation into a government contractor who's accused of taking home government secrets. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow is down about 200 points, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is off 255 points. This is SRN News. The eyes of Christians around the world are on Iran.
The country's failing economy has triggered weeks of protests to start the new year, and the Islamic government has responded by killing hundreds and jailing thousands. Some experts think the regime will fall, and that could change Iran's status as one of the most dangerous places to be a Christian. Evangelical leaders in the U.S. and in other nations are urging believers to be in prayer for Iran and its Christian minority as the protests continue. Michael Harrington reporting.
While the Supreme Court considers the issue of males competing against females in school sports, the people have made up their minds. An AP NORC poll finds that about 6 in 10 adults strongly or somewhat favor state laws that bar boys from playing on girls' sports teams. Just 2 in 10 are strongly or somewhat opposed to such laws, and about one quarter of poll respondents do not have an opinion. About half the states now have laws banning males from female athletics. This is SRN News. The Mike Tomlin era in Pittsburgh is over. He's leaving the Steelers after almost two decades as a head coach.
The longest tenured head coach in major American professional sports stepped down from his job leading the Steelers on Tuesday after yet another quick playoff exit. The announcement came a day after the end of his 19th season in Pittsburgh, where he was a relative unknown when he was hired to replace Bill Cowher in early 2007. Tomlin guided the Steelers to a Super Bowl title in 2008 and finished with a 193-114-2 regular season record. Team President Art Rooney II said in a statement that he was extremely grateful to Mike. I'm Geffen Coolball.
A proposal to tax the accumulated wealth of California billionaires has ignited a political uproar in Silicon Valley and beyond. There is speculation it could convince more billionaires to flee the Golden State in favor of greener, friendlier pastures. More details at srnnews.com.